You're listening to a 1FM podcast. It's that time of the week again. I've got Steve on the line. You there, Steve?
Yes, how are you, Josh and listeners? Hope everybody's going all right. And we've got a nice, fine day here today. Let's hope the weather does improve. I've heard it's not going to be too good in the next week or so, but let's hope for some better weather in the near future.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good in Shepparton here till the weekend, and then not so good, but we'll wait and see.
All right, well... We've got, we'll give away the name of the person we're talking about earlier, a bit earlier on than last week, Josh. The gentleman's name is Ray Peterson.
I vaguely know who that is.
Yeah, well, Ray Peterson, he was born on the 23rd of April 1935 in a place called Denton, D-E-N-T-O-N, in Texas. Now, as a child, he contracted polio in an epidemic which killed several of his classmates. Now, whilst in hospital, he sang to entertain fellow patients. So I guess he got a fair bit of oomph, and that was a very early age. I didn't say what age, but I dare say he wasn't very old. And after being discharged from hospital with braces on both legs, he decided that music would be his career. Now, he was blessed with a 4.5 octave voice. Now, looking up some information about what the average is, it's about 3.75. So he's quite a bit above the normal range from a singing point of view. In 1957, he moved to LA, where a talent agent by the name of Stan Shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N, found him a recording contact with RCA. He had a minor hit with a song that most of us know, which was sung by another gentleman by the name of Elvis Presley, and this was called The Wonder of You. Now, this was a minor hit. This was in 1959. It wasn't a minor hit, actually, because it reached the mid-20s in the US and the UK and actually reached number 9 in Australia. Of course, we all know that Elvis's version, I think, was probably reached number 1, but it was Elvis's song had a bit more oomph in it, although the songs are very similar, and I quite like Ray Peterson's version, actually. And then he had a couple of unsuccessful songs which followed, and then along came the song that I was going to give a bit of information about, and that was Tell Laura I Love Her. Now, this finished up at number 7 in the US and also Australia. Now, people who know the song, and I dare say quite a few of the listeners would know it, the original lyrics were about a rodeo accident and death, but it was decided to change the lyrics to something to do with the car racing, which fitted in with the image of another song called Teen Angel, where the girl was killed, the car was on the railroad track and the girl was killed because she went back to get something. So they decided that the rodeo perhaps wasn't the best way to go. Now, a couple of interesting bits about this song was that this was, you know, a rather sad and macabre song. It was banned by a few US radio stations, but in Britain, it says here that it inspired moral outrage and panic.
Oh, wow.
After the BBC played an extract of the song. Now, Decca Records in England cancelled plans to release the song, declaring it too tasteless and vulgar for the English sensibility, end of quote, and scrapped the 25,000 copies it had pressed. But the irony of all this was that later on that year, there was a Welsh singer by the name of Ricky Valance, not Richie, but Ricky Valance, and that it was a cover version of the song, and it reached number 1 in the UK. So I thought that was quite interesting, but honestly, back in those days, they felt morally oppressed, I think. So, little did they know that the 60s were going to be a bit different to what they'd previously had. Now, an interesting sidelight also to this story was that there was an answer song, as inverted commas, called Tell Tommy I Miss Him. And this was recorded by a woman by the name of Marilyn Michaels. And also Skeeter Davis had a version of it too. Quite interesting songs, but thankfully we don't have too many of those sort of follow-up songs these days. And in 1961, Peterson and Shulman created their own record label, which was called Dunes, D-U-N-E-S, and hired an almost unknown producer whose name was Phil Spector.
Ah, okay.
And from this association came Carina Carina, which was number 9 in the US, 41 in the UK and 10 in Australia. This is actually an old Scottish folk song, and it's a personal favourite of mine, and this will be the first song that you'll be playing for me, Josh, at the end of this. His only other record really to make any impression was a song called Missing You in 1961. This was finished with 29 in the US, 7 in the UK and 41 in Australia. There was another song that he had later on, which was called, and I called it, inverted commas, a death song. It was called Give Us Your Blessing, and this was in 1963, and it flopped very badly. And this song was about a girl and a boy dying in a crash en route to their wedding. Again, the song, this was covered by the Shangri-Las 5 years later and made the top 30. So it just indicates that how people's taste had changed in that period, in that 5 years. In a couple of years on from the original. Now, Peterson, although he didn't have any further single success, became very popular on the west coast of the USA, and he appeared live in numerous concerts. And this helped revive The Wonder of You, and he launched a new relationship with MGM Records, which produced two albums. He later moved to Nashville in the 70s, where he actually became a Baptist minister. And he occasionally played the oldies music circuit, as is the story with so many of the artists that we talk about, either English or American. He was then inducted into the Rockabilly Hall of Fame and unfortunately passed away once again. I'm sorry, this is another one whose life has ended. He passed away in Smyrna, S-M-Y-R-N-A, Tennessee in 2005, age 69. Although one of the interesting things about this was that he'd actually taken 4 years off his age for publicity reasons. What publicity reasons were, I cannot tell you, but he sort of took the 4 years off his age. Perhaps he just wanted to think to the audience that he was younger. I've got no idea. And he left behind a wife and seven children, would you believe?
He was busy.
So it's an interesting story. It's not a long story, but I think we'll always remember Ray Peterson for, rightly or wrongly, for Tell Laura I Love Her. But I would like to hear Carina Carina, because that is my favourite, Josh.
All right, well, here
we'll discuss the other ones after that.
Yeah, well, here it is, Carina Carina by Ray Peterson. Yeah, it's a nice version. I know Bob Dylan's got a version. A lot of artists have got a version of that song, I think.
Okay, yeah, I'm not aware of some of the others, but I like his version from the time I first heard it. So, and that was a long time ago. It's an interesting YouTube film clip of him singing that song. It was very, very dated, I can assure you. It was very, very old.
I'll have to look that up. That sounds interesting.
Very, very black and white, and didn't lack professionalism, but it was significant at the times, let me say that.
Okay.
Now, the other songs, of course, we'll have Tell Laura I Love Her, but we don't want to depress the audience too much, I must admit. We'll have The Wonder of You, and the last one will be Missing You.
Yeah, I know with Tell Laura I Love Her, there seemed to be a lot of songs like that at the time, Last Kiss as well.
Teen Angel was another sad song where the car was stuck on a railroad track and the girl went back and had to get something, and it turned out to be a ring or something, and she died. So I think there's probably quite a few more, but I didn't really follow up on that too much. I didn't want to depress the audience too much, sure.
Fair enough. It's a sad genre of music. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Well, anything else you'd like to say about Ray Peterson?
He's an interesting fellow. And I think if you looked up on YouTube, you'll find that he had quite a large list of songs which he did sing, but the majority of them, for whatever reason, never quite captured the audience, I don't think. But all those songs that I've mentioned were all good in their time, and certainly had a fair bit of popularity. So he was not as well known as a lot of other people, but he certainly contributed to that era.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a good singer, and look forward again till next week. Who you have for us next week?
Yeah, well, as usual, I've got three or four in the frame, but I haven't decided which one I'll go with. But I'm going to try and get a female artist on very shortly, or there could be some hours of protest. So, but I haven't found a suitable one as yet, but I'm looking it up very, very hard at this stage. So, Josh, thanks for that, and we'll look forward to talking to you and the listeners next week.
Yeah, take care and have a good week.
Thanks, mate.
Stay safe in Melbourne.
Certainly will.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.